You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on. We're having a great time with Mark Leibovich. He's the number one New York Times bestselling author of his last book about politics was This Town. I guess that was about D.C. From here, I'll call it That Town.
The Swamp.
Well, I don't know. They're trying to drain that. And then his new book is all about the NFL, big game, the NFL in dangerous times. And it's all about where does the NFL go from here? Mark, where does the NFL go from here? Is he still there, Wanda? Did you hang up on him? I can't even hear you.
I did not.
Mark?
Oh, Mark.
I see him on the line.
Well, maybe he went off to something. But anyway.
All right. So we'll talk to him.
Chime in eventually.
Huh? He'll be back in a second. Maybe he had to go take a phone call or do an interview with the president.
Huh.
Anyway, so let's get back to football, which is what we were talking about. What's the future of the NFL?
Here's the future of the NFL. The future is there's a game tonight, I believe, between the Seattle Seahawks and the
somebody with playoff implications. I know that.
But here's the thing. I mean, it sounds like a glib answer, but the fact is, people want to revert to the game. There are any number of things that they could worry about in their lives, in U.S. politics, or around football, if you really want to think about it. But the NFL has marketed itself, I think, very smartly as a means of escape from, you know, you have a really hard day, and if there's a game on, you're going to turn it on, you're going to watch.
Yes.
So it's the sort of focus that people have on whether their team's doing well, whether there's a game that looks compelling on TV, that is going to just bring in a number, just the tens of millions of eyeballs every single weekend. And it is a reliable thing. And so that's where it goes. And so when people say, and there's a whole school of thought that says the NFL will be dead in 25 years because of head injuries, because of, you know, cord cutting, because of any number of dynamics in our culture, I just think that, look, the game is just so good. That's what will keep it. We'll keep it going. And it's just such a great TV sport also. And TV remains, you know, king in this country.
Well, there you go. And that actually is a great lead into my next question, which is totally off the reservation, but I hope you can handle it. ESPN. I was in college. ESPN came on. We worshipped at ESPN, Boomer, you know, all the guys. ESPN all day long. I can't remember the last time I watched ESPN. All I watch now is my favorite sport. And what broadcasts my favorite sport? CNN. I can't get off of CNN. It's driving me crazy. It's driving me crazy.
Sure.
So, you know, talk a little bit, if you could, about the difference, you know, and what's going on with that. Because you're in, you know, you're in the medium.
Yeah.
You're in the medium. It's your, like, thing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, look, I mean, I did. So my foray into the NFL started with a New York Times Magazine profile I did on Tom Brady in the early 2015. And it just so happened that the next person I wrote about for the Times Magazine, which is my day job, was Donald Trump, then a presidential candidate. He was leading the Republican field. And they know each other, and Trump, you know, wouldn't shut up about football. He's like, I love football. You got to call Tom Brady and talk about how great friends we are. And, you know, that's what he did. But one thing that Trump kept saying in so many words is like, look, I mean, politics is becoming as big of a reality show as football is. And this guy obviously knows reality television, right?
100%.
Stranger than fiction. But these are the two great spectacles of American life now. Football and politics. And again, it's sort of real life and sometimes very scary real life reality. And you just don't know what plot twist is going to come about next week or tonight or what have you. And so, I mean, they're sort of competing. And in some ways, there really isn't like sort of enough room. And you wonder if there's enough room in the culture for these two competing reality shows, which is why I think it was so inevitable that they would clash last year and Trump would take on the league. And obviously, there's a lot of background there with Trump not able to get a team in the league. But no, I mean, I think that again, I mean, there's a lot of entertainment options out now and politics has become one of them, for better or for worse.
It's absolutely amazing. Wanda and I are going to come out and meet you. We'll bring face paint. Wanda will take the picture. We will post it. Your kids will laugh and point fingers. And Roger Goodell will have to show us the tattoo on his butt. Does he really have a tattoo of the shield on his butt?
You know what? His wife told me that he did. I thought she might have been kidding. And the next time I talked to the commissioner, being a diligent fact-checking journalist I am, I felt compelled to ask him about this. I told him that my wife said this, and he laughed, and he, which seemed to indicate to me that she was joking, which I kind of assumed. But then, before we got any further in the interview, he stepped back and he said, just so it's clear, I do not have any tattoos.
That's fabulous.
So he made it very, very clear that, that this was an important issue, and he wanted to deny this fully. So, I wasn't in a position to do any additional fact-checking because I was not really in the mood to look. But that's what I got for you there.
No, that's all good. And the other thing that you got for me is you got hope because, you know, Tom Brady, he ain't going to last forever. And there ain't no backup. They shipped his backup out. So we got hope here still. We still got hope. Yep. And we're looking forward to seeing you. You're going to be appearing at the Miami Book Fair at 4 p.m. on Saturday, November 17th. We're going to see you. We're going to see Lisa Paley. We want to thank Lisa Paley for putting this together. We want to thank you for coming up and putting up with us in our face paint jokes. And we can't wait to meet you, Mark. And we hope that you'll come back again. Come back again so we can talk about the second half of the book.
I look forward to that. And by the way, I didn't consider these face paint things jokes. I'm going to be wearing those, that face paint.
No, we're not joking. You don't know us. This is the real deal. There's a throwdown happening here. So we'll see you Sunday around 3:30, 4 o'clock. You won't have to wear it during the event. But we will have a great time.
Saturday,
you're a super sport. I want to thank you so much. I want to thank Mark Leibovich for coming in and talking to us about his new book, The Big Game, The NFL in Dangerous Times. I want to thank Tom Handler, the man, the myth, the legend, for family protection and planning. We'll have Tom back on after the new year to talk about the things you should be doing in January.